Han ripped the purse flap open, then thrust his hand inside and felt what seemed to be two or three tubes about as large as his hand. He grabbed a couple, and that was when Dina planted a spiked heel on his still tender sternum. No! She wrenched the bag away, and the tubes went flying. Dina's gaze dropped to a tube that had ricocheted off the table bottom and landed about a meter away from Han. Her eyes grew wide, and she dropped her hands to the floor and began to crab walk backward into the firefight. Han turned toward the tube and saw something white and bristly inside. It seemed to be pushing the ventilated stopper out of the end.
What the blazes?
Han reached for the tube, but the stopper was already popping free. The bristly white thing scrambled out, unfurling itself as it moved, and Han was astonished to see a white, fist-sized arachnid stepping onto his wrist. He whipped his hand and sent the thing flying. It landed beneath the adjacent table, where it paused and began to wave its long antennae in the air. After a moment, it spun around and raced toward Luke and Leia's end of the table. The arachnid made it almost halfway before it passed in front of a crouching three-eyed Gran, who screeched and slammed an empty cocktail glass on it. The Gran vanished in a blast of white flame, and the table was hurled onto its side. Han didn't see what happened to Luke and Leia, but suddenly, the cries of the panicked and injured were drowning out the scream of blaster fire. Han's plan was history. When he glanced around, he found two more tubes lying on the floor. Both were open and empty. He spotted one of the bristly white things scampering toward the toppled table where he had last seen Luke and Leia. The other one was headed toward Lando. Han lurched toward Lando and grabbed him by the shoulder.
White spiders! He yelled. Big white spiders! Blast them!
Lando spun around and saw the spider heading for him. He pointed his blaster and pulled the trigger, and a ball of white flame erupted beneath the table. Han felt himself tumbling across the floor, chest aching and face stinging, until he finally slammed into a dead security guard. A second blast sounded from farther away. By then, Han's ears were ringing, and his vision was blurry. But he still knew where he was, and that the fight wasn't over. He spun around and began to search for the dead guard's blaster. His fingers were just closing around the handle when a black high-heeled pump with a peep toe came down on his wrist. He looked up to find Mirta Gev staring down at him, dripping blood from a broken nose, pointing the emitter nozzle of a blaster at his head. Oh no, Captain Solo, she said, motioning for him to rise. Like I said, you're coming with me.